Page 84. Ways to communicate. It is very important for people to communicate with each other. There are many ways to do so. Communication doesn't always mean you have to talk a lot or be surrounded by people. Communication can take many forms. For example, actors have to communicate with an audience, and so do singers and even dancers. Why is it important for people to be able to communicate? How do you think your life would be without any communication? Page 85. Talking. The most common way to communicate is by talking face to face. This is something we all do almost every day and don't think much about. However, how we speak and act in this direct communication is also important. What we say matters. How we say it is very important too. It is easy to be misunderstood if you are not communicating properly. Have you ever had a face-to-face conversation and been misunderstood? How was it? Have you ever misunderstood someone you were talking to? How? What things do you think are important in face-to-face communication? Can you say the same things face-to-face as you would through the internet, for example? Why or why not? Talk to the person sitting next to you. Try to tell him, her, something in English and make it confusing.
Page 86. Body language. Experts say that body language accounts for 55% of the effect we have when we communicate. Tone of voice accounts for 33% and the words we use only 7%. Other factors account for the remaining 5%. So what we say matters much less than how we behave. That's why it's very important for us to think about how we behave when we talk and listen to people. Teenagers often have strong body language and often express themselves by rolling their eyes, jumping up and down, or moving their hands in sudden ways. How do you react when you hear something you don't like? Do you know anyone who moves their hands a lot when they speak? Why do you think people do that? Can you see by the look on your teacher's face when he or she is really angry? How? Do different teachers have different expressions? Try to make facial expressions for a classmate and let him or her guess how you feel. Page 87. Writing letters. Writing letters used to be a big part of people's lives. Love letters were sent to express feelings, and people who lived abroad wrote letters to tell friends and family news. Children and even adults often had pen pals with whom they exchanged letters. Sometimes kids advertised in newspapers for pen pals and wrote to total strangers about their everyday lives. Since computers have become such a big part of our lives, people tend to use emails instead of the written letter, but sometimes people still send a postcard when staying abroad. Have you ever written a letter and mailed it with the postal service? Where did you send it? Do you know anyone who lives abroad or in another town to whom you could send a letter? Where does he or she live? What would you say in the letter and how would you start it? Write a letter to someone you know. Page 88. Computers. Computer technology has grown very fast, and one of its benefits is how easy it makes to communicate with others. Online communication creates many opportunities and makes communication easier. People write about their daily lives and feelings on the internet and post pictures for friends and family to see. Games can be played between friends who aren't even in the same country. computer technology has introduced programs that allow people to talk to each other through the computer. People have developed a new way of writing that shortens the words so communication can go faster. Teenagers are especially good at writing short words or even just letters to shorten their sentences. Most of us can't imagine the world without this nice technology that makes our lives so much easier and more fun. Yet the old-fashioned methods of communication cannot be forgotten, and we have to be able to communicate with others face-to-face as well. We must also keep in mind that what appears online is usually for all to see and stays there forever. Do you communicate with others online? How? Have you ever spoken to someone on the computer whom you don't know? Why or why not? What advantages do you see in communicating with others online? Can you find any disadvantages about this type of communication? What do we have to keep in mind when communicating online? Page 89. Art and the written word. Some people communicate through art. Dancers are artists who communicate strongly to their audience while they're performing. A dancer who is dancing a happy and fun dance has to smile and show joy in his face and movements to get the message of happiness to the people watching. Others paint pictures to communicate. Sometimes the pictures tell stories that the artist wants people to hear or see. Writers often have a strong need to communicate, and that is why they write books, articles, or even poems to express themselves. Have you expressed yourself in an artistic way? How? Draw a picture expressing your feelings. Write a short story or a poem about something you feel is important for people to hear.